What we're going to do now is we're going to transition from World Poetry Open Mic proper to the After Dark segment, which is a different segment. We're going to open the lines, though. Give us a call, 720-240-9766, to share more blue adult poetry.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Let's take some pants off and get going.
Poets, it's time to whip it out. Your poetry, that is.
Oh.
Such a dirty mind. What? World Poetry Open Mic, After Dark. Warmer than a fresh batch of my mom's pies. It's World Poetry Open Mic, After Dark. That's hot.
All right. So we're back.
Yes, we are.
You know, I've been working out for this.
Yeah?
Yeah. I train for this like it's a sport. Do some cardio.
Okay.
You know, I start doing some yoga. Generally on a wood floor, naked in front of a mirror. Most of the time I'm doing it, and I eventually just start going, damn, I look good right now. And I forget to do the yoga. So, yeah. I wake up every morning and thank God that I am just so jacked.
Wow.
I'm kidding. All right. So here we are at World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. And I kind of doing this thing where I have to say After Dark in a whispered tone.
Okay.
It's part of the branding.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So the first caller on World Poetry Open Mic After Dark has been on hold for a while. He just wanted to be held. He just wanted some companionship. But now we're back. Marcos, New Jersey. How are you, sir?
Hello, sir. I'm doing very well, and I feel very privileged to be able to read over the airwaves again this evening.
Hey, we appreciate that from last segment, too. I think this was, if there's ever any question, this is the appropriate one.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and I think it is, because it's kind of okay, but then it goes where, you know, only adult minds should go, I think. I did want to mention this very briefly, that I self-publish all my poetry right now. That's what I'm doing now. I'd like a book, but I don't know that I'm really interested in a book. But in the meantime, I'm self-publishing on the All Poetry site, which, yeah, I think everybody knows. I believe it's the classiest, best-run site out there. The poem I'm about to read was one where as an artist, you cross a line. I crossed a line, you know, seriously a long time ago, where the only thing I want to do is art. So, you know, to the point of, if that means that I have to be homeless to do art, I will do that. So I'm serious about it. And so anyway, this poem was, I believe, a pick of the week on the site, which was, I think, I didn't even know they did that. So I was like, oh, yeah, great. And so this poem got 910 views. Now, of course, I know that 910 views does not mean 910 reads, but I just get a kick out. You know, if a person reads a couple of lines of my poems and just gets a kick out of it, I'm fine with that. You know, like, sometimes people reply to the poem and, you know, say like, oh, it's too long, this, this, and that. I'm like, look, go in there. It's like a garden. Go in. You know, Jackson Pollock said people don't tear their hair out when they're looking at, you know, flowers and say, oh, the petals should grow this way or that way. So anyway, I'll try to get through this quickly. It's dark, but my poems, no matter how dark they get, they're always playful, because I think that's just the organic to poetry. So here I go. Let me get to it so others can as well. Title of this poem is Overhead Cranking Tarantula of Metal and Ice. Overhead cranking tarantula of metal and ice, rising, dynamic inversion, tangible fumes, tasteful chaos of crackling tarantula blizzard spray. Factory winds push my back up against the chain link, giving, losing, running up. Urban moon dogs, colliding bite marks, shooting blood spray up in midair on their haunches, desiring moons, throats scraping howls inside four walls of curdling, blood fangs white, bit lip blurred, piping dark wall, invisible hot tightrope walk over flesh-burning acid dump, sooty flotation, toothy grubber eyes loosening, releases a howling purple penciled face on the gut-wrenching, gut-wet alley wall, some bricks missing, red-lit blood, dirt-thick socks, high rocks, watching deeply vivid skirts of shot hot smoke veiling blue-gray couched whim within the teasing, voiceless delirium of serial killer cookies. The flash of a suspicious vehicle turns. No one will knock at the door for a decade. Thick, velvety, dripping black roses entangle in with spreading green, voiceless vines many thousands of miles away, transmitting on a white ocean of vast space intermission. Kaleidoscoping, groggy, touch-burst tattoo, syrup-wet eyes, collective psychedelic rays, lines, diamond point threads of stringy consciousness touch groggily her eyes, edited wide rain leaving odorous suspended symbols of coldly seated bleeding mistrust whirling in the slow lizard shadows of her vibing audience. Her long, irregularly cut sleeves were iridescently flowing as her lips touched the microphone. She raised her fingers and pressed them together in the bright white light air. Gutted black character electrocution, self-identified subhuman bite, flesh, deep unguent, drawn blood, torn veins shimmering, star-sliced, beautiful rider, poison flower, contorted, ignited, bursting crisis pulp, interview broadcast, science fiction video loop destruction. I am kingly on my cracked light street, fire and garish goring red paint, conduction architecturalizes finite space. In the smooth rubble and pebble mountain mounds of the demolished projects, my fetus held fast to its as yet ungrooved genetic dream. I did feel the dropping and rising shifts, proximities changes. I did feel that you were watching me in every word. I did feel that. Sewer clinging wolves, like when a model falls on the runway. Sewer clinging wolves, mop up sludge, peering metallically astride an edict night, blood purple blurry wolf shadows sadly roam behind monotonous white laundry, crisis ephemeral, hot crashing eyeball finger split, Glock loaded ugly flesh, momentary green ashen eyes, flash roar, the killer cleanup faces upward, shock of new faces looking down, fullness broken by detection, looming softly barbed, chaotic isolated snake gashes, wall thud, cold earth, golden rock, sunless, venomous, taste you song, alert to the solar system's wrapping its ice crystal fur clasp, smashed a window and ran in reverse rummaging through dark shards of glass, stupid dispersed clumsily, matter of abrasive mumblings, black matter misgivings of the laundromat antihero who gouged out his own mythic eyes, the white-orange embers burn out, leave 6 city hours away, stupefied, dispersed, feeling stretched out over 2 states, winter rooftops had time to run in the small, dark, cold, slanted streets in happy, blinding snow, 1,000 winters coalesce into 1 space. On the sunlit, headless rooftops today, unpeeling universal's zip codes of euphoria, idiot city garbage, stolen, hungry, crashing, strung down, loose, hanging onto the walls we pissed on, fingers scratch down the old brick that turns to red talcum at the touch, and stuck out tongue, cuffed against an eerie confessional ambient track, liquid officers rose from cracks beneath the tattooed, rumbling welts of big mountain stones. Brackish green water, blue trees thought today to have been gone behind the splendor mind-fuck twinkling of December lights. House looking into gas stations wearing a mask. Matter of you. And there, a parking lot of what runs you idiotic, unforgotten, hungry, in a smashed tongue. Where are you? Without eyes. Jumping over big stones where, with your pawpaw fishing for a while in the vastest space of untormented thought and sunlight, fishing for a window with fresh braid from mama each morning, corporate engine denies flashing angst, ever grimacing rain-soaked black cardboard memories gore the audience with identity tusk, embedded nascent burn from the earth blood purple heavy stone embryo that smiles and creaks, tantalizing unguent spit of a thousand plus heavily garbed, intrinsically garbled, autographed, disowned eye darts. See every dark mirror bursting, purple, gushing, unceasing. Better look out, baby, hiding marked, thick, sugary sutures in exposed retinas of isolated, dehumanized brain, vandalizing horror, fusion of art house, ravaging clouds, noisily, all space, outward, secret teeth, punch, toxic sutures, time fog, unhewn metal. You lose unanimous, peculiar, violet-free dilution of leftover mud, seeping muck-red gut eyes scrawled, violet pool patina of antique lasagna, chasmal, broadcast, subhuman, panicky, a billion eons, soaked, rainy, leafy, tunneling out from the dry rock dust in a desert, afloat, control a thousand caricatures, and you choose to peer at my slowing, velvety movie? Follow me all day long with a camera of electrified, sizzling guts? Thanks a lot.
A lot of powerful imagery there, man, and a lot of really interesting wordplay. I don't think I've ever heard the term antique lasagna thrown together.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know what I had to do, you know, this is earlier on when I was writing then. I was writing sort of rampantly, voraciously. So this poem, like, as I read, I didn't realize how long it actually was. I was like, oh, God, I have to do some, like, improvisational editing. So towards the end, when I was finishing up, I was like taking one line from one stanza and then like, okay, well, I'll put it with this one, and then let me stick this one on there, and oh shit, where's a good ending? Where can I end it? And so it was like a real friggin' roller coaster ride. But anyway, yeah, thank you so
much.
That's great. I appreciate it, and I hope it doesn't. I mean, I'm just curious. I hope it doesn't sound, I just don't want myself to sound like I'm hitting people over the head with my poems.
Not
like
at all.
I'm doing like a drive-by, you know, drive-by poem, you know,
no,
shooting.
Not at all, man.
Images come across, do I come across like, you know, where the confidence, not as much of me, but of the work and the imagery and the...
Yeah.
The rhythm and all that, is that, and not that I'm not looking for you to blow sunshine. I just want to make sure I'm not coming across like a copy of a copy of a copy, you know.
Not at all. I mean, I think there's definitely a very strong element of, you know, a beat poet to your writing and your delivery. I think your work deserves a confident and flowing delivery as well. You know, there's been huge strides between last time and this time. I think this is really good, but I will see you only getting better. There's a poet that we really like that was on the Hosek Fest stage named Seth, and he's pretty well known here in Denver. He performs with a band called, Art Compost and the Word Mechanics.
Yes.
And he fronts that group, but he reads poetry as they're performing in the background. And he has a style that's similar to yours, not because you guys sound the same or that you're copying anyone, but I think if we had you both performing in front of that band and we were just listening, it almost would be hard to tell you apart.
Yeah.
That's amazing to hear. That's amazing to hear. You know, wonderful compliment. You know, it's all good. Yeah, that's great. I'd love to hear him. Does he have stuff up on YouTube?
Oh, I'm sure he does. It's Seth with, that's just what he goes with. But Seth and Art Compost and the Word Mechanics. Or you can also check out the Posick Fest podcast.
Yep.
Cynthia Sharp, who's in the chat room right now, actually read with them as well. You can find them in the Posick Fest podcast as well, and you can kind of hear them there.
Yeah, it's cool because I enjoy hearing things that, you know, are not within, you know, what I'm comfortable, but I also enjoy sort of communing with kindred spirits thing, even, you know, it's cool.
Absolutely.
So
I get that.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. I'm just like a chatterbox. I just, you know, that's why, I should have a podcast. I looked into it, but it's too complicated for me right now, but okay. I should.
Hey, fair enough, man. But hey, if you ever need any help figuring out how to put things together, contact us, send us an email or something. We're happy to help. But
okay, super
but thank
duper.
You.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, you as well, buddy.
To you all and to everyone listening, I love you all.
Hey, love you too, buddy. We'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, that was Marcos from New Jersey. You know, it's so cool to see a poet when they start calling in and then just see the growth. It's just exponential growth.
Yes.
It just keeps happening. I think that's really, really cool. All right, let's go back to California, the mysterious Misty Mountains of California, to visit Mr. Don Hagelberg.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. We're back.
Why?
You know, I don't know.
I want to listen.
I know. Who are we going to listen to? I'll listen too.
I don't know. Who is called up?
I don't know.
Please, cap people on.
All right.
Barbara, she's going to go on.
Okay, let's
Cynthia,
do that.
She's going to go on. Diane, she's going to go on. And Titus and Philip. And Philip and Cynthia. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So, Don, you want me to put you back on hold, right?
No, I don't want to be held.
All right.
No.
All right. So, what do you have for us?
Huh? I didn't prepare another poem.
Oh. We're sorry, Don.
I just want to listen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No worries.
All right.
All right.
So we'll then go on to to Chris, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Don. All right. All right. So we're leaving Don in California, and we're now going to Chris in Lansing, Michigan. Chris, are you there?
No, we're leaving.
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Hello. Thanks for holding.
Oh, it's okay. I'm having my own problems with the web tonight.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I thought what I'd do for this particular piece of the segment, there's quite a few interesting sites out there on the web.
Well, that's true.
One of which I've been a particular member now for quite a few years. You had a gentleman doing a reading, and, you know, he was talking about the number of views that he had for his work and how that didn't always necessitate that people read them, but at least they called them up and looked at them.
Yeah.
And, well, the ones I've got at this particular site, notice I haven't given any names. It's a good site. But the first one had 161,900 plus views. Ooh. And the second one's got 69,000 some odd views, and next one's got better than 40,000, and then it continues on down the line. I think the lowest had about 17,000 or so. Hmm. And then the site went kablooey, and I can't bring up the top two, which is a shame because I kind of like them. But this is for After Dark. And you don't have to be crass to speak with heat. And that's what I was trying to bring up, that the first two that I've got are on their all-time reading list within their top 50. One's within their top 10. You don't have to be crass to express heat that people can appreciate. And I was going to read one of those two, but I have another one here that should bring the same point across. It's definitely heat. It's called Tense. Dreams are as we need them. The mind so drifts with wishes in our silence. And the breaths we hold and hold so soon leak away as we realize, well, maybe tomorrow, yeah, maybe tomorrow. Tense. Silently staring through the night, windows cast a darkened hue. The mind takes refuge in inner sight and drifts to paths of wishful view. Comes a time when you freely dream, nested softly in the evenings, as the breezes lightly twist and seem to gather and whisper teasings. And the temptings of the feelings as the lips descend from nowhere and you find them gently circling, tracing, as each neck hair lightly wakes and lips touch, trails with such chill perfection as with little waving echoes the heartbeats rise and follow, touch, trail, while the eyelids softly close. Lower and ever lower, the kisses gently continue. The tongue tips softly punctuate each taste, so intently clear. And all the risings and the valleys, little twists and further teasings, as the tingles ever flowing, ever growing more. And dear, spread the fire you are seeking, you are needing, you are wanting, raising breasts and straining nipples, bearing hearts to souls' desires, searing minds, the lover's call. And still you remember the strength of the sudden shadows, as they softly swept and found you, wrapped and tightly bound around you, all the need that held and holds you, tight to the bed that now surrounds you. And yes, the goosebumps fully rise, the lips flow and float and paralyze, till centering on that risen prize, grasp, close, and suckle soft. And it's need that sparkles through you, grows and grows, begins to arch you, reaches more and more inside you as your breath just goes and goes. And you so rise and turn and fall and burn and breathe as the feeling sees your thoughts and the dream The dream is so alive. And still you tighten to the draw. And the suckle gently deepens, growing stronger, ever tighter, drawing harder, ever further, till released. As kisses follow, fingers, tips, cross curves and hollows, where each finds more of your desire. As your purr so smoothly flows. Now the heat spreads, oh, so lovely, cross and throughout the whole body, and the ache so simply rises as the breath holds tighter still, and the fingertips soon follow the smoothness of the hollows, and your silken satin curves sway with each rising of the need, first the left and then the right, as the fingers dance and measure across the skin. Each touch treasures the you found, now clenching tight. The edges first surrender as teases, soft and tender, lightly stroke and press together. As willing thighs so softly part. God, you opened like the petals in a flowered secret garden, and the dewdrops formed and glistened, and it stole your beating heart. And the heat then wetly moistens, fingers tracing, sliding motions through the channel, warmly stroking across the rise and slipping in. Soon the thumb finds beauty's dimple, and its flush rises fast and simple as the fingers press, turn, and sample the burning wetness that they seek. And you must rise as the hips press, and your breath stops, and stars fall as the mind begs, as release calls, and then it's morning, yet again, and you're alone. The end. And that's...
You're right. You don't have to be crass to bring heat.
Like I said, that's tense.
Yeah. Very, very nicely done. Good job. Thank you so much for that.
Anytime, guys. That's what After Dark is for.
That's right. That's why we do it.
Give you some evening thoughts. Anyway, take care, guys. Hey. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Later, Gator.
See you later.
Later.
So that was Chris from Lansing, Michigan. So it's such a pleasure to have him on the show. It's awesome.
It is.
All right. Let's go to Missouri. Let's go for Sinister. Let's give him a second to come on here. I'll kind of buy some time by talking about this coffee I've been nursing for about 3.5 hours now. Somehow it's still slightly warm, and I'm not exactly sure what that's about. Oh, by the way,
yes,
for those who are listening, and the announcement will be coming out a little bit, in the email and list and everything as well. The anthology,
yes,
will be out in time for our the beginning of our fifth year,
yes,
our fourth anniversary. So the very end of November. Get the exact date and before we announce it, but it'll be ready for then and for holiday season. If you want to buy a few books for friends and stuff like that and family, it's a really good gift, and it's a really inexpensive one, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, Mr. Sinister, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we were buying you some time, brother. All right, let me know when you're ready. You go ahead with it.
All right, we're gonna do a little treat here.
All right.
The Chronicles of Truth, the Land of Infected Disease. She and I trade words, blows, fluids, potently.
the rancor course of her ludicrous world pains me. Draws me in like fat kids with diet pills and candy. As the world spins, double time to keep my beat. Actually, imploding. To escape the explosions, we dance in puddles, wrapped up in glossy blue vinyl, splash up mud, make lots of noise, our colorful palette of chaos. Beautiful serenades of punch-drunk passion and panic. Dream world. It always comes to me when she's unconscious. This overwhelming search for the beginning of us, that, or the countless chattering of the voices. I believe I'm past impasse, at cliff's edge, waves pounding, white knuckles. I'm sitting in a corner, my hands are trembling. She comes to me on all fours, taunting, meowing. Her happiness is in eggshell tendencies. Her heart's connected through copper tubing. Glass fibers, smoke and flame engulf me. Drown prior reason. Twisting up your self-indulgent control, one by two, she brings me tumblers of scotch and ice. I tell her drunken tales of circus junkies. Crushing tablets. How fast can you make your mind race? Going from this to that on meager sustenance. She straddles me to keep me from myself in pain, wanting to scrape flesh on razor's edge, splurging, diving, inwards. Sometimes it is dangerous to lose and regain control. Playing Jesus to the incestual crowds of degradation. Please, my love, bathe the silt off our flesh. Rinse the suffering of dogs locked in chains. Cleanse our moral fibers, damp and red. We are to witness a change in seasons. I'm about to learn of death's grandeur proceeding. We walked last night in April showers, moisture. Given to me was secret powers of infection's plight. Whispered hints. Talked about lustrous past remedies and flukes. Dance in puddles of dispensed condoms and cherry lube. A cynical touch from her silky flesh smooth. Our adversary's will hangs on our ejaculation. Being arbitrary. Are we anything in the eyes of the lust lord? Dispensing benevolent glares amongst us all. Whipping up cosmetic surgery on such lowly souls. Smooth black leather and shiny new chains. Dogmatic lovers. She gives heed to I, her torturous lover. Candle burns feverishly, sizzles on her flesh. I'm beginning to feel the ingestion of an illness. Ah. She rips into my flesh with her tentacles. Heavy cometh. I slap her backhanded hard. Gets me off. Can futile death fall in the darkest of hours? Our breathing subsides. The data of us implanted. She whispers quietly with joyful tones of pity. We're infected, love, she mumbles in gladness. I rage out and beat her relentless, wild, crazed, blacked out. A luminous ray appeared above my head. Therapeutically, I dispense orgasms. She, my slave, attenuates my every sector. We are one, my love, sweepingly lethargic. I feel my malevolence starts creeping. Please stipulate. In the distance of the sharp, luminary presence. Look at my nude spirit, devilishly taunting. Is there purity in the unwanted offspring? Mother often offered up her drunken beating. Leave the mouths of hunger wanting more. Father didn't adhere to moral feedings. Innocence, bleeding. The serpent is naturally officious to death, crying of the marsh for serpent's spent secretions. We are adversaries of the cockerel, searching cosmetics in the center of town, quest of passion. I'm an imprudent bastard. Touch my genitals now. Again, she calls from the bedroom, moaning. She placates my penis with hands and mouth, mounts me for one more go at euphoric heights. Fucking slut. I yell and beat her, treatment of my infectious disease. Gruesomely, secretions fall from my penis, needle of death inserted in my sack, crabs calling from every crevice, in disgusting fashion. She runs through toxic trees and cement jungles, pure stupidity from the golden child. Spreading my infection upon myself, bathe in old saliva of 1,000 immigrants. Playing with her poodle, my hand is caught. Dimensions of regret, fondled heart. Jewelry hangs from corroded earlobes. She wears tight clothing, red lipstick. You want a cock ring, baby? I slap the foolish pedestrian. She rides high heels through the streets. Drive faster, you narcissistic fool, and it's an accident. The twist of pavement is sharp, her hips. She gives me head while I drive faster, faster. Foot carrying metal, the tongue. Essence of ingestion. True ignorance. The hospital smells like a whorehouse. Doctor funnels the nurse's jelly ass, stupid bitch, calling for more. I'm ready. My penis limp from over ejaculation. She pisses and sinks at all hours. I indulge her in these liberal acts. Say to Masochist, spread your ass cheeks wider. My friend wants to explore gender. I gave him that whore last night. Her disease, my, how it's spreading. A pimp got shot last night, and I did it. Fever City. Father and mother shared ideas. Break me of my mentality. Candles drip loosely in my packs. Give me drugs. My substances. Sex to her is a child's toy lingering in the land of infected disease. If sex is pig, she calls out to me. I slap her with my cock. All is silent. Silently, her fingers reach in darkness. Surreal, the vision passes in my mind. Wisps of dramatic light and sensations race. Where has this insanity brought me to? Unstable passion. I scream at her from the darkest depths. Therapeutically, she manipulates my intentions. The bleeding hearts of torment have passed. How easily she breaks them in water deep. Optical feeling. Solutions run over my soul sharply. Bright colors and dark thoughts together. Picture perfect. I caress her tainted smile. We laugh in a synchronized musical chorus. Split personality. I've begun to discard her mental jewelry, remove the baggage of slutty clothes, burn the extensive cosmetic dispensary. She's a traveling cat house dive in Reno. Self-expulsion. The bathwater is warm, scented, soapy. She bends over to test the heated fluidity. She insults me drastically, demanding I leave. My dove of mercy is now dead. I stand convulsing. I reach for the broom by doors leaning, ram my justification into internal obliteration. She may have caused my dying, but I, a reaper, bitch is dead. And feast. Now is the first chapter of Chronicles of Truth.
Woo! Some light reading there, man. No. Man, that's some heavy stuff.
Yeah, it started 32 years ago.
Wow,
yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, right there in high school. Started, finished it right after I got out.
Wow. Well, hey, man, thanks so much for that. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, enjoy it. Thanks for having me on, man. I've never done that before with that, so I enjoyed doing that.
Hey, man, awesome. We're looking forward to having you next time, okay?
All right, brother.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye. That was Sinister all the way from Missouri. Woo. Man. What do you think, JT?
Ooh.
All right. We're just going to be honest here, guys. We're powering through. This has been a long show.
I know they are, too. So.
We're at 3 hours, 56 minutes, 57 minutes. Here we go.
All right.
Philip in Kentucky. How are you, sir?
Oh, I am indeed well, and I, you know, just, you know, a bit of nostalgia as I was reciting and getting nervous before you announced yourself so beautifully, by the way. It was reminding me of the first time I called way back, I think almost 2 years, I don't know if it's 2 years exactly, but
something
in January, where we would call in and, you know, it was like everybody called in and, you know, you'd wait, and, you know, mm-hmm. Just getting a little nervous. There's something I like about that, getting a little nervous before you get on the air. And yeah, you know, so, yeah, I you know, what did you ask me?
Well, I asked you what you wanted for dinner, but, you know, no. No.
I am well, yes. Before I get into my bit, and I'll be quick, part of why my week was so amazing and interesting to me, at least, I have recently watched two documentaries, and, you know, one of them had to do with light speed being variable, that at the beginning of the cosmos, there's a possibility that light is not the same light that today moves at this certain speed, that has a lot of interesting and possible implications. And I know there are a lot of people who are like, oh, that's not all that terribly interesting or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And the second thing that really made me excited is there are astrophysicists who have kind of worked their equations and talking about our solar system that have actually deduced that Jupiter may have been the first planet after our sun evolved and came about,
right.
Was the first planet, yeah, and because it was the first planet to do such and such, it had the exact kind of whatever, the mathematics behind this planet really is what put everything in balance the way it is today, which
yep.
just fascinates me, because you're talking about roughly 4.5 billion years
yeah.
of you know, coming about, you know, and it just astounds me. It's really amazing. And also included in that notion of Jupiter, there's another planet additional to whether you consider Pluto a planetoid or not, a 10th planet that has been chucked out of our universe and is floating out there somewhere in
yep.
the Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing stuff. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that just makes me sit on the edge of my seat and go, that's why I don't give a shit who's voting for Trump or not. You know? So, there we go. I'm done. Thank you. I am very happy. I'm so much happier, too, knowing every Friday you guys are there. I appreciate you guys busting your asses. I know you do. You know, I take for granted that I get the call from the comfort of my own home. I know you guys have to drive somewhere or do whatever this shit is that you guys do. I am appreciative of it. And thank you, too. And I just want to throw this out there very briefly. You know, get on with it. Marcos, man, you did a good job. I really appreciate your wisdom in asking that question, because I have the same quandaries. Like, you know, half the poems I write, I don't know if they're dark or light. I don't distinguish that stuff anymore. That's just me. You know, but I know that there's this rest of this world that kind of lives out a Jane Austen etiquette kind of stuff. You know, that's reasonable and understandable.
Right.
But, you know, there's some people that come from, you know, dark places that no longer make those distinctions. They're just happy to get a crust of bread and go, I live today. You know, I'm not saying I'm exactly that kind of person, but I know that kind of person.
Yeah.
And that was very wise of a savvy, good man. And I ask the same question all the time because I don't want to offend you guys. That's how much I respect you.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. And so enough said. I'm going to get on with it. And bear in mind, this piece was written in my own head with a kind of voice, you know, like I'm an actor. So please excuse the Southern accent, my own Southern accent. And I don't know how a Southern man says the name Nietzsche or Nietzsche, however you prefer, but I'm going to do my best. So here it goes. Responses of Southern oratory recited over slow-savored bourbon is the title. And here we go. I've observed dogs of all breeds chained behind pruned either fences. Can see docility in their appeased eyes, glistening with the shine of obedience. Beat them to excess and they'll cower at shadows, whimper when a feral bitch is in heat, learns to prefer tender petting to wild rut, but starve them long enough and they'll rove in mad packs no different than gangsters. Merits or none at all depending on one's tax bracket or preferences about the constantly reevaluated line between submissive work contracted for stolen rewards of servile masters and rapacious masters who reap from beggars' palms while reciting psalms in their ostentatious cathedrals. Digging for shafts in hard, sun-baked earth with our forefathers' inarticulate jawbones. The days of fists defeated by refined words. Eloquent thugs dressed in academic robes, smelling of cheap rhymes like four roses.
Such ugly things I think, sauntering along through charms of neighborhood streets, where my opulent youth spoiled and soured until mistaken today for riffraff. The societally disgorged homeless shouting, Stella, to darkened firmaments without knowing my beloved's name means stars. Just on my nefarious way to commit vile acts, dreamt up by my curtain-concealed audiences, judging afar from safe distances, rife with Second Amendment fantasies, unnecessarily emboldened through auspices of the NRA and run-amok lobbyists who help pimp and whore legislation. My own heritage of enclave wasps sailed across poorly mapped oceans, prepared to build industrious nests out of any decrepit institution, whether churches or harems. Viper, I suppose, is a relative term where common men go unheard and barely have any barley to break. The sultry nods of a distilled elite who own armed forces en masse, marching against any enemy chosen, domestic or foreign. A few bottles to douse the fires that inflame my harangues instead, when I too guiltily succumb to penchants for wanton desires, or as Nietzsche heralded, a will to power. I too find myself at the opera, and though I tend on an empty stomach, my senses are glutted, grateful to be away from the endured cacophonous me talk, when my true pleasures derive from devotions to the mellifluous, who harmonize ancient verses from tomes you may own that I've unrepentantly stolen. Contrary as I am, be not mistaken. Our reading may indeed be similar. You in grand rooms, I nestled in gutters. But while you drowse, I invoke rebellion. And there it is, my friends.
Philip, first of all, props on doing a southern accent and not sounding like Foghorn Leghorn. And second of all, that was a great piece. We were trying to place the accent. It was great. I'm like, is he doing an impersonation of Clifford Brooks, or is that a...
I honestly think it's from watching the American version of House of Cards.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good show. It's an addictive show. When he's talking about America works.
Great stuff. Yeah, Kevin Spacey. I think undertones. And I really think, and that's one of the other things, I'll be very quick, Kevin Spacey really to me is... reinvoking Richard III, and I hear the intelligence of Richard III wrapped up in a southern accent.
100%.
And that's what that's what I love about that show. It's so well done, and it's so great to know there are writers out there doing that kind of stuff. So thank you so much for letting me have my moment in the sun. I truly appreciate
it. That was great, Philip.
Thank you to everybody. I love you guys, and I look forward to next Friday, and cheers.
Cheers, buddy. We'll see you. Great work. Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you later, Philip. And that was Philip from Kentucky channeling the Frank Underwood from House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
That's an enjoyable show.
That's totally it, too.
I got to tell you, though, I think once I got through, like, season two, it just got so dark, I just couldn't keep going.
Oh, you know, I've got to get into it.
It's just...
I've got
you
a
have
ton
a hard
of
time with you have a hard time with politics though.
Yeah, I gotta see one. There's one season.
Well, if you watch season one, you'll be like, whoa, because you can see where he's going with it, and it was based on a BBC show.
Yeah,
which is very funny though because it was so English. They'd be like, well, wait, if you do this and this and this and this, and that means you would be prime minister. I didn't say that. And music starts playing in the background. You know, okay. It's totally different. All right. Last, but certainly not least, Barbara in Connecticut. Hello, Barbara. This is what we sound like.
All right. Last but certainly not least, Barbara in Connecticut.
Oy, so late.
I was going to say, Barbara, you're up late.
No, it's late to be. I'm usually up late, but this is just late. Anyway, now I'm hoping everybody will come to my book launch, but this is part of my book, so I'm going to read it. It's in there, and I hope you will come to the book is amazing. It's full color. It's beautiful. Glossy. Bound. It's just perfect. It's so beautiful. So, anyway, this is called The Dance of Love. And I'll just go to it because people are probably exhausted. This might help you go to sleep. I don't know. Or keep you awake. The Dance of Love. In the dark reaches of a hidden secret bench, away from the chaos of city boulevards, under overgrown, summer-grown trees, a slow stroll ignited by passion, fueled by anticipation, and young loins lubricated by the lust held in check as steps moved us closer to the secluded spot. Love guided our actions as succulent floral aromas surrounded us in a blanket of peace. Our arms and legs entwined as more sensitive parts magnetized with the enticing sensations from the contact of lips on lips moved us ever onward, forcing clothes aside as our fingers and mouths explored each other, a sweet imperative, bodies ignited by the fire of love. You slipped easily into my engorged slippery space in the ink of night ecstasy, on a wooden bench, as we did the dance of love. And poem.
I'm looking forward to your event tomorrow. I am.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it, and it should be fun.
It should be
a lot of fun. Susan put a lot of effort into this. Susan, Joyner Stumpf, who did Philip's book.
Oh, wonderful.
And she is an amazing graphic artist. And Diane says I should be writing erotica.
Well, hey, Barbara, thank you so much.
Thanks for sticking out with us. I'm going to get off because everybody's so tired.
I think we're gonna kind of make a bolt for it and try to get a little bit of food before the place shuts down. But this is always a late show.
Your restaurant, yeah.
Well, we haven't. I haven't eaten today, so this might be a good thing for me.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I forget.
Oh my goodness.
I forget. No, I have eaten today. Never mind. I've eaten, but it was small. So.
You need to eat. This is a big job, you know.
It's a big job. That's true. Damn it! I should yell at people.
I had my chocolate, which I shouldn't have really had, but I had it anyway.
Hey, Barbara.
Okay.
Have a great night. Rest up for tomorrow, and I'll be tuning in.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Take care.
You
too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Now with that concludes World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. After Dark.
There you go.
Thank you. And we might need to make a recording of that because I might forget it when it gets later. After dark. So, all right. I want to say thank you to all of our poets for the World Poetry Open Mic proper and for the After Dark segment. You guys all rock. We're looking forward to coming back and seeing you again next week. Give us about 24 hours or so for the podcast to be up on the site, and we'll be in touch. You guys are wonderful. See you next week.